Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who beepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking. It is what it is.
What up, Peace Family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel Pabari Dami, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. We are back in the building another week. You know, hopefully we sharing constructive dialogue, having some interesting conversations with the family. Thank y'all for joining us once again. We here, y'all. This is the last day of COVID. And yeah, in the building, right? At Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. It is what it is.
Remind.
But yeah, we here, family. Right on. Appreciate you, everybody, for joining us. And we about to get into the show. Make sure y'all hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week, no announcements. Just saying that it was a great week, very productive. It's a pretty cool week. That's it, no announcements.
All right, no doubt. And Brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Oh, man. It's been a good week. Hey, announcement to myself. I'm thanking myself for making it through this month of October where I had to deal with four birthdays.
Wow.
And I'm tired. I had two daughters, grandson, and the wife all in October. So my pockets need a break and my mind needs a break. So announcement to myself. Is job well done, Brother Mufasa. Job well done. You survived October. But outside of that, nothing major. Just good to hear y'all again. Good to be on the line with you fellows and fellowettes. And let's get it popping.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations on surviving October, my brother. So we made it. You're at the end. It'll be a new month tomorrow. So, you know. You made it. But, yeah, family, we here. Make sure y'all hit us up. Let us know what's going on. We go get into a couple things, you know, that's been hot this week. There's been a few things going on. I'm going to let y'all see if y'all want to put something out there. I got a few things, you know, that I wanted to share, but I'm going to give y'all the opportunity to go ahead. Brother Mufasa or Rigel, if y'all got something y'all want to put out there. Let's get it.
Well, yeah. Well, I did want to throw something out there real quick. Did you guys hear what Biden and the Biden administration is doing for the illegal immigrants that came over? Wanting to give them $450,000 per person because they were separated from their the children were separated from their parents. You guys hear about that?
Yes,
indeed.
And that was on the list. But, yeah, that was definitely. I heard about
wow.
that.
Wow. Wow, that's all I can say.
Yeah, that's a big wow, and that's a big slap in the face, in my opinion, to black people who, you know, the past few, well, actually for a long time been asking for reparations, which is due. But now they're talking about giving half a mil, damn near, $450,000 per person to families separated at the border. And just
that
to give a little,
illegal immigrants at that.
Right, that was illegal. Right. That was illegal immigrants. So just to give a little context, I'm going to read this story from KTLA, and then we're going to talk about it. Okay, the headline is Biden administration in talks to pay $450,000 per person to immigrants separated at the border. The U.S. Justice Department is in talks to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to each child and parent who was separated under a Trump-era practice of splitting families at the border. A person familiar with the discussions to settle lawsuits said Thursday. The Wall Street Journal first reported that the government was considering payments around $450,000 to each person affected. A person familiar with the talks told the Associated Press that figure was under consideration but changed, though not dramatically. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the discussions are private. Okay. About 5,500 children were split from their parents under President Donald Trump's zero tolerance policy, under which parents were separated from the children to face criminal prosecution for crossing the border illegally. According to court filings in a federal case in San Diego, inadequate tracking systems caused many to be apart for an extended time. The payments are intended to compensate for the psychological trauma. Stop right there. So basically, a lot of these families have gotten lawyers to sue the government based on, you know, they had to throw Trump under the bus. But this stuff was happening under Obama as well. I'm just saying, not caving for nobody, but this stuff was happening for a while. But they got a lawyer to sue the government, but the government is talking about, or the Biden administration is talking about settling with these folks to compensate them for psychological trauma. Hold up, man. You want to talk about psychological trauma?
Wow.
Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Like, we still can see effects from the psychological, and people, hey, when I go back to slavery, but I think all roads lead back to slavery if we just keep it real. Black people are still suffering from the psychological damage done to us doing slavery, doing Jim Crow, to this day, right? I wish I had the sound clip. To this day, like, come on, fam, and you about to pay these people $450,000. So when it comes to black people asking for reparations, it's always this heeing and hawing and, oh, we ain't got the money, and, oh, how are we going to make the payments? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? How are we going to decide who get paid? Like, all this nonsense. Basically, to deflect from paying black foundational Americans our money that is owed. It's not something that we asking for a handout. This ain't no, you know, no, this is money that is owed, considering the fact that our ancestors worked for free to build the wealth of this country so we could have, you know, the military might, and we could have the strong dollar as we have today. But then you want to turn around and give some people who came over here illegally $500,000 for psychological trauma?
Yeah.
I can't.
Legally.
And anybody who votes for Biden, exactly. Anybody who votes for Biden, you should be ashamed of yourself right now. I'm sorry, you should be. But I digress. I'm going to let y'all go in. I digress, man. I'm going to let y'all go.
All I'm going to say is, all I can say is I told everybody so. I tried to tell people about this cat. I tried to warn them about this administration. But no, he the lesser of two evils. He the lesser of two evils. Yeah. Keep thinking that.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You actually just opened the door to Satan himself.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big while.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And you know, they wanted to give more. They wanted
let
to give more.
Let alone my gas taxes is high.
What?
Right,
I forgot to
exactly.
add that in. Don't forget about my gas prices, too. You seen the price of gas lately?
Yeah, and don't about the HBCUs. They took, you know, Biden took away the funding for that Trump provided for the 10 years. Let's not forget that, you know.
Yep. So, yeah, these Biden folks, man. And let's be clear, because I do want to be accurate. They have not paid the money yet as of now, but even still, the fact that this is even in talks and even in consideration is enough for me. You know what I'm saying? That they would even,
well,
they're considering
the
doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
That they even considering doing this. But let's not forget, though, when those Afghan people came over here, or they're coming over here, you know they getting checks, too. And you know, these Asians, they got that hate crime bill and they're getting money for their little thing. So everybody, every other quote unquote minority is getting a check except black people. And, you know, the Biden administration know what black people are asking for. They know the discrepancies and wealth and all this stuff that black people go through, because they can read you the list. They always talking about, oh, how black people so affected by this and that. But then when it comes to giving out tangible resources and funds, oh, we can't do that. We can't just give stuff just to black people. No. Like Kamala Harris said. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. So I think black people go learn one day that these Democrats are really – actually, neither party is your friend, but – the Democrats are almost worse than the Republicans in a lot of ways, in my opinion.
Remember, did you say almost worse?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that can be debatable. I'm saying almost, but I can say just as, too. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They just as worse, you know, so, yeah. So, yeah, I stand corrected on that one, my brother. They are just as worse, if not worse, because they fake like they black people friends and come around with the hot sauce in the bag and go to churches and get the singing, you know, Negro spirituals like your friend, but then they stab you in the back and undermining you at the same time. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'd just rather somebody just say, I don't really mess with y'all, but y'all go over here and do what y'all do, we do. Like, I can respect that. Somebody saying that, you know, don't fake like you my friend. And then you undermining me behind my back, like, no, don't do that. So
you know, I when Trump was in office, I used to stay on top of YouTube. The White House used to put out, you know, follow Trump different meetings and stuff like that. They do it for basically almost every president. You know, even you know Obama had it where this particular YouTube channel, I think it's called the White House. I ain't got the actual facts. I get it, though. But anyway, what I'm getting at is I will follow the different press conferences and the different events that Trump would go to. And in his first year, we know he sat down with Kanye West, which we know that was, you know, that was controversial, but he still sat down and had that interesting dialogue. He had met with a bunch of black clergy people. That was interesting. He was setting up to speak with black HBCUs. There were several meetings he had in his first year where he reached out to black people. I ain't seen in this administration, I ain't seen not one.
No.
Not a one.
He'd been ignoring black people, right. No, he'd been, intentionally ignoring black people. Intentionally.
Yep.
Yeah. Intentionally, you're right.
Intentionally, you want it. So I need all these people who supported this cat to come out and just admit that you was wrong. You made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You was wrong. You was fooled by the media into voting for this guy. Just admit you're wrong. Learn from your mistakes and move on. You know, and maybe,
right.
just maybe,
maybe in 3 years, you can right a wrong, and you can help Trump get back in. Cause that's it. That's all you have. Nothing else. Trump was the best thing you had, and you ain't got nothing else coming down the pipe. Even though you don't like him because he brash and got a mouth on him, but he was the best thing you got. He was the only person crazy enough to sit down and work out a deal with your black behind.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else gonna straight up ignore you or rub your back and be molesting you while they telling you it's okay. So just admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you can't admit it, if you ain't willing to admit, just come out with the facts and show me what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris has done for black people. That's all. You ain't got to come on and say, well, Trump did Trump. Just come on and show me what your boy did and line it up, and I'll line it up with what my boy has done. Just show me. Just give me something. Something that this administration has done specifically for black people, because I ain't seen a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah.
And how did I forget the whole Cash App thing, with the taxes?
It is.
That hurts the little man. You talking about, investigating, making people who spend $600 a month or take in $600 or more for taxes?
Six,
I mean, come on. That's hurting that little man. That's not doing nothing with big companies.
Exactly.
Yeah, $600 is the time.
That's your boy Biden, exactly. That's your boy Biden.
Where is
so
the outcry for
need,
impeachment?
Man, look here. If anybody voted for Biden and you listening, please call in, because, I want to hear how you think things are going, as it relates to Biden and what's been
and
going on.
And I won't bash you. I promise you. I won't bash. I will sit back and listen. I'm going to be nice and listen. I'm wanting to learn. I want to learn.
And if you regret voting for him, you can say that too. We all family. We ain't going to hold against you, but you live and you learn. But we can say that we were telling you, we were telling folks on this very broadcast, we was telling folks, I think Trump, I would probably go with Trump if I was to vote over Biden. That was said repeatedly. So now Biden has got in there all those big promises he made and going on the Breakfast Club and doing this and that. He's just ignoring black people. He can't do nothing. His hands is tied. But he can cut a $500,000 check to immigrants, though. They can do that. They can figure out a way to do that. But, so.
He can force
us, y'all, man.
And he can force us to get vaccinated. He's all for that.
He can force the vaccination, but he can't do nothing for the people. And like you said, he's with that, the IRS looking into people with $600 transactions and this and that. That's just ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just ridiculous. And that shows that he's what you call, he's a limousine liberal. Biden's a millionaire. His son's a crackhead. And they out of touch with regular folks. You know what I'm saying? They can try to play it, as much as they want to, like they down for the common man and common worker. But these are elite liberals. Just like Obama, too. He's an elitist, and they call them limousine liberals, limousine coastal liberals, because they just paid and they just use the people, try to make it seem like they with the folks, with middle America and whatnot, but these folks don't give a damn. They all about big corporations, too. They try to throw that accusation on the Republicans, but the Democrats are in with the big banks and big corporations as well. Let's make no mistake about it. That's y'all man. That's they man. They over there now. Now I think they got the G20 summit going on in Rome, I believe. where basically it's just all these nations, I think it's like 20-some Western nations, they getting together to discuss basically, you know, how they go run the world and do things. And quote-unquote, one of the topics was the pandemic and how do they put, you know, get a hold of the pandemic and do all this BS. But to me, it's like, you know, it's one of those, you know, you could throw on your conspiracy hat, and it's one of those things where they're talking about basically how they're going to control the world, implement more lockdown, you know, get people under control and implement these new laws and mandates and things like that, and basically how they go move forward for the next, you know, for the next year. So this is my conjecture. I think that's basically what they're meeting about, is how they go play this pandemic. They know they're getting a lot of pushback in places, and a lot of people not going with it, so they got to figure out how they go maneuver and implement, you know, the agenda that they got coming. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out, you know. So,
indeed.
I digress, though. Yep. But yeah, family, if you're just joining us, though, this is Collected Minds Radio. I'm Cosmic Kev. We got our brother Mufasa Ra and Queen Raiju on the table. We just got through discussing your boy Biden. So we got to keep that on the table. Again, anybody who voted for Biden, please call up and explain yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I just really want to know. I really want to know.
Me too.
How you feel,
hey, you know,
about this man. Yeah.
And, you know, I got something I want to add to the conversation as well, so people can chime in on this too if they like. You know, I'm going to throw a relationship situation out here.
Yes,
are we at this point in time, we coming at the end of the year 2021, are men and women pulling further away from each other? Meaning, right now it seems to be a big division between men and women. You got this, you know, blue pill, red pill men thing going on. You got, you know, we had a discussion a couple weeks ago.
MGTOW.
We've had a discussion before about how women was talking about getting rid of babies, male babies, because black male children are doomed. They ain't going to be no better. It's like right now a lot of finger pointing is going on back and forth between men and women. So my question is, are we growing further apart? Are we pushing away from each other? If so, how concerned are you about that? Where are we heading to in our relationships? You know, because it's like, what's going to happen when we really can't stand each other? You know, you got blurred lines where I don't even want to put the transgenders into this. But I have to say, you got these blurred lines where people are identifying as one thing and they're really something else. So, and it just adds to the problem. But really, I really wonder how y'all feel about this. Do y'all think we're pushing away from each other? Or y'all think things are still okay? I feel like it's a problem. I feel like we got a serious problem on the horizon where men and women are turning their backs on each other, especially in committed relationships. Go ahead, Roger.
Good question. Go ahead, Roger. Good question.
Basically, I mean, I think just think that it's just we just have an issue, period, with relationships, how to treat one another. I think it's just we just have issues, period, and of course it's going to affect all aspects of relationships, different types of relationships. How you treat people, period. Poor customer service. How you treat your siblings. How you treat your parents. How you treat your friends. How you treat your mate. I think we have an issue, period, on how to just treat people. I just think we have, you know, a lot of bad conduct and just how we treat that. And it probably because we just have, and you know, with today's time and how the world is right now, we have a lot of you know, different types of strong emotions going on. Like you mentioned how now people want to identify with this and that. With so many different emotions are emerging. We have a lot of anger out here. We have a lot of depression and hatred. And all those things affect how we conduct ourselves, how we treat others. You know, you heard the term hurt people, hurt people. So I just think that that's what you're seeing. At least that's how I see it. You know, I don't think it's isolated to just man and female in relationships. I just think it's a bigger picture as far as how we just treat each other, period, just human behavior. And I just think we just, it's defining, we just have, you know, poor quality of how we treat each other. Of course, we have some people, you know, we still have pleasant people out here. Don't get me wrong, but there is a lot. I know I complain a lot. I don't know about anybody else, but I know I complain a lot about poor customer service. You know, you go to a job or business to get something, people don't even say, how you doing? May I help you? You walking around the store looking for something, the worker just walking right past you. Nobody ever asks, can I help you or anything like that. They can just be right at the cash register. I went to stores and just stood at the cash register, and workers literally just walking past me like nobody's supposed to check me out. You would have, so that's how I see it. I think it's more so that personally.
Yes, indeed.
How'd you say, Brother Kittle?
Yeah, I kind of see it like I think there's definitely a gendered war that is being pushed by the powers that be. But I think when it come down to the come down, like be the chemistry between men and women, I don't think that's ever going to go away. You know, I think that's the natural way. That is one of the driving forces in human existence is the quote unquote sexual attraction between men and women. And I don't think that's going away. I just think that's going to override everything. Now, again, the powers that be are pushing a certain agenda when it comes to these genders. And I don't know if y'all heard about the story, but just this week, they made a big deal about the first passport that had an X for the gender identity. So instead of male or female, now you can get an X for your gender identity. So, you know, that just creates a lot of confusion, you know. I think the X represents whatever. They call it like non-binary or something. You don't have a specific gender. You just whatever, you know, and that creates a lot of confusion. Whatever you say you are, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's an X. So I think they
going to the men's bathroom if you're a woman, or going to the
bathroom. Yeah, and that's right. And I think the powers that be are pushing that agenda just to create confusion around the people. But I think at the end of the day, the attraction between men and women, I don't think that's ever going to be broken. You know, there may be some issues and whatnot. But I just don't see that attraction and that bond, you know, that brings men and women together. I don't think that's ever going to be broken because I believe that's just the natural way, you know. Sexual attraction, you know, to the opposite sex is one of those primal forces that's been here forever. Like, that's going to always be here, and no matter what they do to disrupt that, I don't think that's ever going to go away. But yes, there are issues, and a lot of the communities that you talked about, like the MGTOW and men going their own way, and you know the red pill movement and all this other stuff. Those are really
and women too.
Yeah, on the other side too. But when it, I think speaking just on like the men's side, I think a lot of their gripe comes with how society treats the man in so-called marriage or divorce and things like that. Like, they feel like the women gets the benefit of the doubt or the upper hand when it comes to, like, divorce and breakup and things like that, and the man is left to pay everything, you know, lead a woman with the house, pay alimony, child support, and things like that. So a lot of those come from, like, excuse me, a lot of those come from, like, societal rules and issues and how the woman is, you know, they may be perceived to be protected by the government, you know, when it comes to a split or breakup or whatnot. So, you know, that, it is what it is.
Yeah. I do want to say this real quick, just for the record. I'm talking about American culture. So anybody want to comment on it, I'm just strictly talking about American culture, not outside of America, because, you know, different places where you go, there's always some, you know, things are different. Some are the same, some are different. But I'm strictly talking about American culture. Also, I was kind of inspired by this conversation. I mean, inspired with this question, with a conversation I had with a lady yesterday. And not to try to be too graphic, but we was basically talking about female toys, you know, sexual toys. And this one particular toy that's out now that's sweeping the nation is this thing called this Rose. You know, if y'all seen it. And it's like people got, it's females who got videos on YouTube about this thing. And they like, look, I don't need a man. This thing is, this is it. This has replaced the man for them. And, you know, then I had a conversation with a lady, and she's like, she's like, this thing gives me everything I need. And I make my own money, so I don't need a man. So like you say, we got many times that went the wrong way. We got women who got these sexual devices, and they making their own money, and they saying they don't need a man. And it's like, where are we headed to? We really going to turn our backs on each other?
Right. No, that's not good. And, you do have that out there. I mean, like I say, in American society, you have things like that. You have, you know, the sex toys. You have pornography. You have things where individuals can get their, you know, they can get their little sexual thing off without a partner. But, again, nothing beats the real thing. You feel what I'm saying? Nothing beats the actual connection between a man and a woman. Like, you could try as you may, you could use all the toys you want and all those things, but nothing is going to replace a real man in your life. You know what I'm saying? And not to get too graphic, but nothing's going to replace a real man knocking your back out. Excuse my language if any kids watch. But nothing's going to replace that. I'm just saying, bro. No toy, no nothing is going to replace an actual man laying it down. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
And
what
the same
it
thing
is.
With, you know, same thing with a man. If you, like, nothing's going to replace a real woman. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Nothing is going to replace a real woman. Like, so there are some issues, and like I say, I believe the powers that be or have an agenda. They're pushing confusion amongst the sexes and agendas. But it's not going to work, because at the end of the day, in order for humans to, you know, progress and move forward, we have to keep that connection between man and woman. That's just what it is. Otherwise, you're going to have problems, you know. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's an interesting question, and I do see some problems on the horizon, but I don't think it can withstand the natural attraction, you know, between man and woman. You know.
Yeah,
so,
but
we
again,
got two,
like I
got two.
Just to reiterate, you know, I was just gonna just reiterate again, like from my point of view, I think the men and the women that have chosen to turn their back on the opposite sex are hurt. They've been hurt. They hurt people.
Right. Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So we got two heavy topics out here, two heavy questions.
Yes, indeed.
So hopefully the callers are ready to chime in on both of them.
Yes, indeed. Let's
do it. I want to learn.
Yes, sir. Let's hit the call lines, family. This is Collective Minds. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Hit us up.
Okay, area code 314-381. Call your own with Collective Minds Radio.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Yeah, question. comment caller.
It's Halloween. It's Halloween. We got these goofy
ghosts. They complaining about Joe Biden. You hear that, Mustafa? You know, I want to tell you something. The only person that listened to me, and ain't the only one, is little Mustafa. Mustafa was attentive. He sat there with his hands crossed, and he just listened and paid attention. No talk back, no unruliness. He was a student learner, and I told him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and see, Mustafa, you see the light now. After 72 years in St. Louis voting for them Democrats, then all of a sudden you got a savior that come along and you chose Barabbas over Jesus. That's what you done.
Mm.
You chose Barabbas over Jesus. Mm.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
And I'm Barabbas is going to do it to you. And don't think that's the only one, the ethnic group that he's going to. He's going to be giving them LGBTQ some money, too. Ain't thinking about y'all.
Oh, yeah. He already did.
And when I say y'all, those that was expecting something from him.
Exactly.
I'm
going to
tell you,
go.
These Democrats, some of the biggest races you ever want to lay your eyes on. Nobody want to listen.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nowhere Republicans done. All your civil rights acts came through what party? Republicans. And they could have been named anything. It's the mind that they have, the way they look at things. And what, and all of them ain't no good neither. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, I tell you what, you better bet your money on that. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to show you what's happening. Latinos is kicking black folks out of Chicago. They doing redistricting and taking seats from blacks in Chicago. They have gained population. And here's the thing. They're not citizens. See, a illegal can be counted toward apportionment. What is apportionment? Well, according to the Constitution, you have to have so many people to make up a district. It don't say that they have to be citizens. You remember Donald Trump was adamant about indicating on the census whether you're a citizen or not. But Democrats came against that. So illegals, you can bring 1,000 illegals into the city of St. Louis, and they can be counted toward another congressional district, but they can't vote. But it don't make no difference, because if you got two Democrats in that district, those two is enough to vote and carry that new seat. The illegals don't have to cast a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that ain't the only thing. So,
come on,
and then you look
at
this debt. Look at this debt that you got that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And go to usdebtclock.org and try to make that out. Matter of fact, it allows you to go back into the past and also into the future, the 2025. When you look at the debt across the board, it equates to about $575,000 per citizen. Not illegals, per citizen. Not taxpayers, because if it's taxpayers, it's more, because there's less taxpayers. Just look at what your future is got to pay for. Them two little girls I seen over there, Mars 28, they going to have to pay for that. And their kids.
Mm.
Think about it. They spending money like drunken sailors. And where is it going? And Roger made sense. They took that money from HCBU, Historical Black Colleges and Universities.
Took it right back.
Donald Trump done what he done. And you reputed him. You called him all kind of names. Orange man.
Yeah.
And all that kind of crazy stuff. Well, let's see who's going to be orange now.
Hey, you know they used to, you know the saying was orange was the new black.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
yeah.
Hey, you had black. He was on your side. He was on our side. Orange was the new black.
He have been all his life. Look at all them photo ops with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Look at all the things he's done to black businesses. Those three men, two or three men that came and borrowed money from him, they went out, built their business. Their business was successful. They came back to Donald Trump to pay him back. You know what he told them? Don't worry about it.
Keep it. Yep, told them don't worry about it.
What Democrats don't done that?
Hey, I knew he was something to him when he went on the 50 Cent. When he went on the 50 Cent podcast with the goons. He was on there with the goons and the hoodlums. I say, oh, this dude
right,
right
here.
A bill in a $13 billion facility for making chips in Arizona.
Oh, okay. For these new chips.
The major chip builder in the world is the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. And Donald Trump talked to them like he did many others to come locate in the United States. And they did. Mm-hmm. Not Joe Biden trying to take credit for it. But the chips is corporate chips. Corporate chips are those that can be incorporated into everyday things like automobiles, for instance. And they wanted to make, they outbill Intel and American chip makers. Now, I said Taiwan. What big bully is trying to take over Taiwan?
China.
China.
Right. China.
Can you imagine China having control of the chips that's being used in the world, and particularly at a disproportionate amount in the United States, what that would do?
Mm. Mm.
You think your iPhones cost a lot of money now? Wait till then. And you got chips in just about everything. Some people injected some chips in their arm.
Hey, because you remember Trump put them tariffs down on China. Payback going to be a mother.
You're damn right he put tariffs on China. I just bought some chopped spinach.
They waiting for the payback.
I went to a market and bought some chopped spinach. Guess where it's made? China. I said, I'd be damned. We can't even make chips, spinach. Huh? Come on, U.S. can't make spinach? It was at a farmer's market, too. You think that you buying locally? Hell, that stuff came all the way from China.
Right. Ain't that crazy? Now, that is crazy.
And am I right? Am I right? Wasn't Trump working on getting us all independent?
We were all independent.
Go to usdebtclock.org.
And we are importing $218 billion in oil. Guess what it's going to be in another 4 years? Over $700 billion imports of oil. Now, what is that doing? Mm-hmm. That's making somebody else's kids rich where they can send them to school. And their kids can come here on visas and get all the good high-paying jobs. And your kids, what they going to do? Do y'all understand? Yep. Do people understand how all this stuff works?
Mm-hmm. They better.
Gas, only gas price the cars, but I mean the gas we use to heat our houses. Gas, that's gonna go up.
And they come up with this fictitious stuff talking about some global warming. They don't know about no global warming. It ain't nothing but another fad. And just like what's this other deal that's going on? This world corporate tax. Who you think is gonna be paying that? And then your corporation, if they're required to pay a global tax, those corporations that are United States corporations help United States citizens. They contribute to your Boys and Girls Clubs. They contribute to your universities and colleges. They contribute to your sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
They contribute to all those activities. ExxonMobil is off the chart contributing to people down here in Louisiana. But if they got to pay this crazy butt tax, if they got to get involved in this carbon sequestering, if they got to start cutting back because oil is not going to be used, then what you think is going to happen to all those that were depending on them?
Right.
That's called shooting yourself in the foot.
Yep.
Yep.
So all and here's another thing too. I gotta say about this. This race in Virginia. Right. And they saying that McAuliffe, the one that said that he's totally against parents telling the school board and district how to teach their kids. And they say that they need 88% of the black voters to come out and support him. Well, my question is this. Why is the race between him and Covington, I guess that's it, I can't think of his name, why is it even close? Anytime you got a politician come out and tell you that you ain't got no right to be telling your elected school board district how to teach your kids, don't that tell you something is wrong?
Yeah.
Look at the paperwork they put out, the brochures they put out in Eureka School District and Parkway. Eureka and Parkway. If I'm not mistaken, those white districts. But them brochures had cartoons of men giving boys giving each other blowjobs.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Whoa, I mean, think about that. If they doing that out in the white district, what you going to think they'd be doing down there in St. Louis Public Schools? Jennings, Ferguson, Florissant.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
then you
crazy.
Got these organizations like the NAACP, the Urban League, these teachers unions, because it was the teachers unions association that sick Garland talking about using the FBI to show up at school board meetings in order to label parents who's trying to keep their school board, elected school board, accountable, want to label them as terrorists. And don't forget about Merrick Garland. His son-in-law, married to his daughter, works for a company called Paramount that's been distributing and selling critical race material all over the country. So when you got parents going to the school district meeting complaining about critical race theory, Garland want to have his FBI to go in and start locking them up. Wonder why? And don't forget, he was an Obama appointee, a nominated by Obama, to go to show you how lousy that son of a gun is. What would you think if you had Garland on the Supreme Court right about now? And you know what? Here's another thing. Garland is a sleeper. There's two other sleepers on the Supreme Court. If Garland had got on there, they would have been woke and singing loudly. Y'all need to listen to your elders, the people who don't live and see these stories.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother. Well, you know, Brother P.
Because guess what? It ain't going to bother me. Hey, it ain't bothering me. Because I know how the weather is. It's not going to bother my kids, neither. But see, I have enough gumption and enough care about your kids.
Yeah.
But you just don't want to listen. You hard-headed. Hard-headed is harder than kryptonite. And that's some hard stuff. I see y'all. Hey, Roger,
right.
I don't want to hear no smart. Don't be smart enough when I hang up now.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You for calling.
Right on, right on.
Not today.
You know that? Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we got the elder came in strong today. What can you say?
Yeah, that's our alumni. We appreciate P coming in, dropping the information.
But I mean, he's right. Everything he said is, on point. And that's why it just really upsets me. Well, you know, I'm telling you, I'm kind of over it. I was more so upset this time last year, trying to get people to understand what they was dealing with Joe Biden. That's why I was really upset. Right now, it's just like, I'm just sitting back just shaking my head like this. I'm over the disgust. Look, I'm stuttering. I'm over the disgust of it. Now it's just like, man, hopefully people can wise up like, man, you really put faith in this dude. And he's just sticking it to you left and right. Left and right. But, well, I'll leave it alone. Somebody call in and save Joe Biden. That's all I expect. Somebody call in and help this man out. Give us something.
Okay, let's get to the callers. Area code 708-474. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 708-475. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio? Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, we're ready. Just listening. Area code 319-572. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio? Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I got a couple of things I want to say.
Yes, sir.
Let's start off with this reparation. You know, we are not going to get no reparations. Our reparations is their demise. Our reparations is the earth.
Okay.
When the second
grade
comes, he coming for them, not us. And we will inherit the earth. That is our reparation.
Oh, shoot now. It's getting deep.
He went into the Bible.
It even tells you in the Bible that black folks will not receive no reparations as far as money or land. We will inherit earth, and they will disappear. Our reparations is their demise, and they're scared.
Right,
that's why they want to avoid talking reparations with black folks.
Yeah.
Because they're lost. And they're not going to admit that they're wrong because they're racist. And you want to talk about Democrat and Republican, the only difference is that the Democratic, their KKK suit had the Black Lives Matter pin on. That's the only difference.
Exactly.
That was
a good one,
Tom. Some people think that we're even... And then also Kamala even ran her mouth before they were elected. He even said, "Why would I just do something for black folks?"
That's right. That's what I said.
Biden said the same thing. If you ain't vote for Biden,
you ain't black. Remember that.
So they let us know from the beginning that they just wanted our vote. They just wanted to do the slave roll call. Roll call's over.
Right.
Go back to what he was doing.
So, right, right.
And then as far as this man and woman thing, that's BS. That's just government. That's just another attempt of government to infiltrate and keep us divided.
Mm-hmm.
And these transsexual people, I'm gonna call them out.
Uh oh.
They bring the attention upon themselves. So call me ma'am, and they gonna get attitude that and try to beat me up like he a dude. Because I called him sir. So that was a video I just watched. Transgender man. Talking about call me ma'am, and then went off like he was a dude. Talking about he gonna whoop up on dude on the store clerk and everything. I'm like, so what's so ladylike about that? You want me to call a lady, but you want to act like a dude? Make up your mind.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm
saying transgender, they gonna turn on the women. Right now they supposed to be the women's best friends, but they gonna turn on women. And women ain't going to be able to do nothing with them transgender men.
LGBTQ trying to run America, tell us what we can and cannot say. If I see them, I'm going to call them a fag. I'll call you a goddamn fag. You don't
all
like
right,
it?
Wait a minute, caller. Got to be careful.
I'm here to hurt their feelings. I don't care about their feelings. I'm here to hurt their feelings. I want to call them out. I want them to come knock on my door so I can punch this dude so I can find him that he's a dude. And if it's a woman trying to be a dude, I'm going to punch them too.
Because
they're sick of stuff being forced down on our throats.
America
does not care about black people at all. The only black people they care about is them gay motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm fucking. I'm heated.
Oh, man.
I've been built up.
Don't get off your chest, brother.
I will not bend to the will of nobody. And if I offend someone that's listening to the show tonight, too bad. I'm here in Burlington, Iowa. Bring it here, and I'll let you have it. Mm. Bring your butt to Iowa. You got a problem with what I'm saying? I'll even give these folks my address. Come mess with me about your little gay rights. I tell us black folks are upright. I don't care about them LGBTQ, ABC bugs. And for the school board to call FBI on parents who are holding them accountable and not putting up with their mess. I would take my kid out that school district. I would if I had my kids right now, they'd be homeschooled. There'd be no way I'd send them to these white schools anymore. Just so they can be prepared for jail. Because you know they've been running around here arresting 6 to 7 years old and throwing them in jail for watching fights. Just for watching a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry.
It is what it is. Well, you know,
because everybody comes to this America and they get what our ancestors fought for, and we don't.
That's a fact.
Our grandfathers, our aunts, our uncles fought for equality, and now they just look over us and they give everybody else our rights that we fought for. These people coming in America, they don't deserve our rights that we fought for.
True.
I don't even see how even an illegal immigrant even has a leg to stand on. They're here illegally. You committed a crime coming here. Why are we going to reward you for a crime? If you came over the right way, you would have been separated from your family. But since you wanted to play sneaky Pete, well, you get what you get. That's just like if I'm pulled over and I got warrants and I got my kids in the car, you don't think they're going to separate me from my kids to take me to jail? And then I'm going to look at them like, you guys owe me reparations because you took me away from my family. No, they black. You should have broke the law. So for all these immigrants coming here getting this special status, I would like to stomp the hell out of them. Getting what we want. And we still ain't getting.
That's right.
So we talk. White folks don't care what we say or think, but I'm going to go ahead and let y'all take that in for a second.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, caller. We want to let you get that off your chest. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Yes, indeed.
All right. I guess we're right along. Here you go, 315. 767, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey there, Collective Minds. Thanks for having me on.
Hey. Peace, caller.
Yo. I didn't vote for Biden, so I can't talk on that. I don't think a lot of the people that voted for Biden are listening to the show because it's kind of intelligent. So...
Yeah.
And then on your other topic, yeah, I'm one of those guys that's kind of like been moved myself away from the feminine women, the feminine people of America. Yeah. I can't say that I love women, but I can't live with women. Oh. It is what it is. It's society. I ain't mad at women. I'm mad at society for letting women be what they are.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why, gotcha. I was saying about the society. So
Do you feel that we, if there is a shift, we are in this society, we are pulling away from each other?
Oh, no, we're not pulling away from each other. There's a wedge being placed in between us. There's a difference. This is being forced upon us. Pulling away would be us doing it ourselves. If the wedge wasn't there, we would come together and live natural. But all this unnatural in our society is wedging us apart.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Right, exactly. Exactly. The unnaturalness, the whole push, the gender, you know, confusion, the gender X, the non-binary, all this stuff is to add confusion to the people. And, you know, people falling for it, unfortunately.
Well, that and then, you know, government replacing the role of man, of men in women's lives. So women don't need men to protect them anymore because they have, and they have, you know, society in general throwing money at them and giving them all the extra opportunities. Men out here, we still suffer because we don't get a lot of the same opportunities that women are given to try to make them equal to men. If they were equal, then they wouldn't need all the government assistance to do what they're doing. They wouldn't need all the handouts. And they wouldn't need all the spots saved for them. Spots saved for them because, you know, you can't hire the qualified man because this spot is saved for a woman. So you got to get the best woman for the, you know, that fit and make do. But if we were equal, then it wouldn't be like that. So the government has made a, what do you say, there's a false equity, and it really, and what it does is it makes women angry to know that, but they don't want to accept it, and then they're just angry. They live in a state of denial, and they're angry. I can't blame the women. They are what they are. They're emotional creatures, and they have to live in this world that catering to them, but at the same time they don't want to accept that they're catered to, because then that says that they're not equal, but they want to be equal. See how it's a conundrum in their brains? So it makes them angry, because when things aren't so like spiritually sound, then you become angry.
So do you see an end game here? Do you see an end game? Like, what, 20 years from now, where are we at with just, and I know there's other things to play, but just on what we're talking about here with this wedge being put in between us, what is going to be the end result, in your opinion?
Less of us poor people having children. And they, I mean, if you're not part of the elite, because the elite people don't live like this. The elite people live in husband, wife, and family units. They, I mean, they don't push all that cell phone stuff and stuff on their kids. They live the same old lives that have been lived for centuries. But it's only the poor people that live by what the media tells us to do are the ones that are falling apart. If you look at any, I mean, you can say, well, Bezos, his family and stuff fell apart, but Bezos was never really a part of the elite. He's not those politicians. We know who he is. So.
Right.
And his children were already grown when they fell apart. And, I mean, he cheated on his wife and got caught, and she wasn't feeling it, and she left him. I mean, it's not always the woman's fault either. Men do some crazy shit too. But I'm just saying that I'm one of those men that are just kind of just going my own way now, living my own life, living my best life. I'd love to have a woman, you know, under my arm. And you see how I say under my arm. I don't need a woman holding me up. I want a woman under my arm. I want a woman to protect and to care for. I want a woman.
Right, there you go.
To feel the needs that I can't feel myself. I have a need to protect and care for someone. And women don't seem to want that anymore. They want to dominate. So I just have to go the other direction, because if you can't meet up with a person and you can't compromise properly with a person, then there's no point wasting their time. So all you can do is get yourself together and be who you are, and maybe one day you might bump into that person of the opposite sex that who is who they are. They're not going to try to force you to change. You're not going to try to make them change. You guys are both happy with yourselves, and you're happy with each other.
That's right.
that's not the way the world really works anymore. Now everybody is selfish and wants everybody to fit into their perfect mold, and that's me included. So it's better that I just keep to myself at this time. I mean, I've already put children on the planet, so I've already done my part as a living organism. I've already reproduced. And I have a diaspora because I reproduce with different women. So I have different genetics roaming around the planet. And I don't even know how many kids I really have, but I know I have two that will claim me as father. So it is what it is. So I'm not missing anything. I'm not hurting anybody. And I'm doing my thing. And ain't nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's right. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with it. You know,
as long as I'm not forcing everybody to do what I'm doing, I share what I'm doing with the community. But I'm not forcing anybody or telling anybody they're wrong living the way they're living. If you want a wife, more power to you. If you just want to have a girlfriend, more power to you. If you're polygamous, more power to you. If you're one of those women that want five boyfriends, go for it. The world is yours. It's your universe. You live your life.
That's right. Yeah, but it comes down. It's up to the individual, you know.
Now, what I don't like,
whatever they see,
is what the world is doing to the children, trying to push this unnaturalness onto the children while their brains are still susceptible to be molded into the wrong direction. That's where the problem, you know, lies. But as us, I mean, it's going to take the community to really, really stand up, and you've got to pull your children away from the government and the public sphere. There's going to need to be a lot of homeschool-like pods set up, like small group and community schools where the parents come together and they share their days of, today I'll be teaching the kids math, and then another one says, well, I'm good at English, you know, studies and literature, so, you know, I'll take Tuesdays and I'll teach the children about, you know, reading and writing, how sentences are formed. And then another one says, well, I know a lot of history and stuff, so I'll teach the children on Thursday about history and whatnot. And you got another guy or woman that's, yeah, I like going outside and doing stuff. So I'll take them on Friday and we'll have an athletic day, you know. You know, just form communities.
Right.
Of people that, you know, have a like mind to have their children be experience a normal childhood. Because going to school and sitting in that structured facility, you know, doesn't necessarily
mean normal.
That's outdated.
Yeah, that's outdated.
I saw a comparison today. It just made me laugh that showed that the school bus, the prison bus, the school cafeteria, the prison cafeteria.
Yeah.
Children standing in these lines and getting, you know, told exactly what to do in their totally curriculum schedule, prison life.
Yeah.
So they're getting them all set up to be
definitely correlation.
Goes right into the prison. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Or you can grow your children within your community and have them understand community rather than indoctrination. But that takes that takes work, takes sacrifice, and it takes personal responsibility, you being personally responsible for your children and their upbringing, instead of saying, well, I ain't got time for that. I got to go out there and make this money. Well, you might have to make a sacrifice, and that's when you have family units where you have a woman and a man together. And then in this day and age, a woman can work and a man can stay home and take care of the kids and run some school stuff, and you can get paid a little bit on the side running school stuff. Or the vice versa, where the man's working and the woman's staying home taking care of the kids and you're potting around the community. All the wives and husbands that aren't working come together to form a school curriculum in the community. But you have to sacrifice. You might not be, you know, being able to buy your Mercedes now or your BMW. You know, you might not be able to wear your Chanel or your Michael Kors. You know. But you might not be able to eat out every night. But what's more important, Michael Kors shoes or the well-being of your children?
That's right. Exactly.
It
yes, sir.
What bothers me, and I'm hearing you, Carla, it bothers me. Like, I'm just speaking on the women's side of it, part of it. I'm sure women can speak on our end. It bothers me when you got these women who they look down upon them type of things. You're talking about the stuff that they, you would want them to embrace and be glad to do, taking care of home and watching over the children and stuff like that. But these women nowadays, they look at that, they look down upon me, and they feel like that, you know, that they don't want to be dominated. Like we're dominating them by letting them, not letting, but making them stay home and watch the children, take their house. That's us dominating them and doing them wrong. And I'm like, that makes no sense to me. Like, why do you want to do what I'm doing? This ain't no easy cakewalk to stay up nights, trying to make sure that your family is good, that you got to keep a roof over their head, that you keep bills paid, that you protecting them. That's not no cakewalk. Everybody got to, and I'm not saying what they do is a cakewalk. But I'm saying it makes it so much easier if everybody just embraced their natural role. It's not really, I don't think it's a natural role for a man to stay home and take care of house and his wife go out and pay all the bills. I don't think that's a natural. I wouldn't want to be a part of a relationship like that. That don't seem right to me. I mean, Brother Kev, how would you feel about that? Would you prefer to stay home and, you know, watch the house and let your wife go out there and work one or two jobs and pay the bills and provide? Do that seem natural to you?
No, that's not a natural role, you know, for a man.
But the thing is, I hear what you're saying, but we're living in unnatural times right now. And when people come together, they have to come together in a proper format. And if the man is not going to work, then the woman has to. And the woman that's working, generally the woman that's working doesn't really want a man that's not working. She really wants a man that's working harder than her. Not really working harder than her, but bringing in more income than her. But you still have to come together to where it's like the man's making money. The woman says, but we could be doing so much better if I'm making money too. And the man's like, well, what about our kids? And the woman says, well, we can put them in daycare and put them in school. So then why do we have kids if we're going to make somebody else raise them? How are they our kids if they're being raised by other people and other people is being, their characteristics are being put into our children? Our children should have our characteristics. Our children should be of us. No. Yeah. But
right. Exactly.
Today, if you're not, you know, balling, your kids are just in your way. And it's just the society that we live in right now.
Yeah, it is. It's concerning to me, like I say, thinking about where we're headed, looking at how, you know, men who don't want to do what they're supposed to do, women being forced to do things that they shouldn't have to do. I guess like the call said earlier, hey, maybe I shouldn't be concerned because I ain't got to worry about it. In a little while, a few more years, I'll be up out of here. But I had to be concerned about my children and grandchildren. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Well, I know how you feel about that. I know how you feel about that. Well,
I'm living,
you know,
my
life, and
I do what I can to guide them to live their life. And
you,
they make their choices, and they have to live. Yeah. So they it's their life to live. And now I'm living my life, and I've got a few more years on this, you know, a decade and a half maybe of minimum, you know, decent health left, and I'm going to spend it living. The state says I can't raise my last kid, so it is what it is. I'm going to go on and do myself.
Well, all right, my brother.
Yeah. All right, caller. We appreciate you. No doubt. Yeah, he came in and broke it down. We can get one more caller, I guess, if we got
time.
Thank
you, caller. Yeah, he said a lot. I know there's a few things I want to kind of touch base on what he said, but I can leave it for the sake of time. We can try to get another caller in, and I'll see if I have time to touch on a few things that stuck out to me that he said. Area code 609-310. calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I got a comment. Well, I agree a lot with the last caller and the caller before last. They made a lot of valid points. But we all got to face the fact that society has changed. And so that means that if you got little kids or young kids, you got to just start teaching them more. And you really got to let them know that because society out here doing it, you don't have to be that way. And see, what right now they got the kids, they starting young confused. They really, really got them confused out here. And that started with, I think, a lot of the politicians coming out and, you know, saying what they, you know, what they got going on. So they feel like if the politicians and the stars are coming out and they can do it, then why we can't do it? You know what I'm saying? So kids gonna do what they see if older people do or their peers do and stuff like that. So you just got to teach them, no, that ain't, you don't have, you have choices. You don't have to, just because one person feel like they want to be like this, you don't have to be that way. And it's just crazy because, like I said, I think when they start taking church and all that stuff out of the schools, everything went haywire. Everything went haywire when they start to, because you don't got to go to a church, to have it in your heart and in school. You got to just teach. You got to teach them, and they not learning none of that. They not getting none of that because a lot of nowadays, a lot of people, it might be elders and stuff like that going, but it's not people like middle age and younger going to church right now. Ain't a lot of them ain't going to church, so they not learning nothing. They not learning. They just learning what they see. And what you see is what you pick up a lot of times. Unless the parents say, look, this is not the way society's supposed to be. That's why the parents got to step up and tell them, look, you ain't got to be like that. And, I mean, everybody had a choice. You can't neglect or turn a kid away if that's how they feel, but you got to let them know. This is not how society's supposed to be. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. It's sad out here the way stuff is going. Like I said, we all know things have changed. Not a 300, a 360, a 480. Things can change rapidly, and it's still changing. And it's all in the basis of look at what we got, what we dealing with the politics. Look what we're dealing with. People get in office, I'm going to do something, do that just to get in office. It ain't nothing doing about what they say they're going to do.
Unraveling. They call it the unraveling of a nation. I say the Nation of Islam has been saying lately, they call it, you know, it's an unraveling, the unraveling of a nation, where, you know, America is just, you know, just slowly unraveling and falling apart. And really ain't nothing we can do about it. We have to completely fall, I guess, and come back another way.
And our dollar, our money has been down so long, it's sad. It's bad, boy. It's been down. We've been behind so long. Look how long we've been behind. We've been under with our money. That's why I know since I've been in Jersey, I think about that we didn't have at least five, maybe more. I'm probably missing some. Times that the state has closed down because of the money. Now, how the heck the state gonna close down because the politicians can't get it together? That's crazy. But in the meantime, you letting all these points, you hollering how broke y'all is and y'all under and this and that, but you allowing all these people to go over, but you ain't even taking care of the people that's from the United States. That's what I'm confused about that. If somebody make me understand, because that right there is confusing to me. How you can't help the people that's right here from this country, but you can go get somebody and bring them over here and get, like I said, loans without interest and loans that they don't got to pay back and all kind of stuff. But we got to have 800 or 900 credit to get anything. That's sad, man. It's terrible.
Facts.
It's sad. It's sad.
Yep. That's straight facts, but that's how they do. You know?
And that's how they do. And then they want you to believe, oh, we in your corner. I personally, truthfully, I don't believe none of their ass in my corner. That's why I got to keep afloat and I always keep my eyes open. And I definitely watch my surroundings. I definitely do. Because I ain't seen nobody do too much of nothing. And I can't really fault Obama because when he was in office, y'all got to remember, he spent 4 years just cleaning up the mess that was that Bush them did. He spent 4 years in office just doing that, probably six, just doing that. So he was basically like a puppet string just signing paperwork. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Because he didn't have much back. He didn't. Y'all know I ain't lying. He ain't had that much back. Because everything he tried to do, what they do. We told him, we don't want that. We ain't going to do that. We ain't have David. And right now, in the house, it's so divided and so messed up. It's crazy in there. And right there, that tell you right there, dealing with the Democrats and the Republicans and stuff, you see the racism in the both of them. You see what I'm saying? I see it. I definitely see it. So I know y'all see it. That's why we can't get through nothing.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the enemy can sneak right on in. That's how the World Trade Center got blew up. Because while they sitting here feuding with each other and being racist towards each other, the enemy sneak right on in. Come on now. Y'all know the truth is the truth.
Well, let me ask you this, caller, real quick, because we got to get ready to sign off. But can you yourself, can you tell us maybe two things that Joe Biden has done to help black people?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out. Because I ain't got no extra food stamps. They ain't even give me a dollar. They tripping over here. They won't give me nothing. So I ain't seen him do nothing. I don't know what he did. He ain't did nothing for me, I'm just saying. My check didn't go up 3% or 5%. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
I don't see him do too much of nothing.
We've been waiting to see if somebody can
more in
can
the
say
hole.
Something.
Huh?
We've been beating up on them all night, and I was hoping somebody might came in at the last minute to save them.
Well, if I could figure out something, I would. But at this point, I ain't seen shit. I ain't seen nothing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I ain't got nothing against the man, but I ain't seen nothing. I thought he was gonna come in and do so. The way he was talking, be so spectacular. But I ain't seen nothing.
Yeah.
And my homegirl, I ain't seen her either. Only time I seen her was the other day on the news talking about she got her third booster shot. That's all I seen of her. Where she at?
Yeah.
On vacation.
Yeah.
that's being real. That's being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Being honest. So we appreciate it for sure.
Yep. It's crazy out here.
We appreciate you.
Anytime.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Carla.
Called in to save
him. Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Carla's had a lot to get off their chest this week, didn't it?
Yes, indeed.
In.
Roger, was you going to make them a quick comment? Was you going to make a quick rebuttal to what the caller before that caller said? You say you had some points you wanted to touch on?
No, I know we really don't have enough time, but I guess I can touch on maybe the last thing when he was making a point about how I think he was saying that the women are listening to like the government, that's their man. But you have to remember too that that's how it's set up. Unfortunately, the government is the ones that's giving them the Section 8. And the food stamps and all these old little knickknacks keep them controlling them too. So they, you know, that's a big problem, which is one of the Biden administrators are trying to keep doing. They just want to keep black people on welfare, give them things like the last caller just mentioned. I didn't give any food stamps. Stuff like that is what they're trying to give black people instead of giving us more than that. You know, don't give us welfare. Don't give us housing vouchers and all this stuff. Give us some real money to do something with, to build wealth and build businesses with. You know. So I know that was one of the last things. The other thing I don't really remember actually at this point. You know, that was pretty much it. I just, when he said that, it just, you know, I think that was also something to, you know, to go along with that. So that's why, you know, unfortunately. But I know we can close out. It's, we almost wrapping up. Anybody have any last thing to say? Yeah. Do they want to?
Just peace to the callers. Thanks for everybody calling in. And, we appreciate you. We get to see y'all next week.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. And same here. I appreciate the callers as well. Hey, without y'all coming in and helping out, giving us some dialogue, you know, we couldn't grow. Over the past years of doing this, I've learned a lot. And hopefully, you know, maybe at some point, some people can go back in the archives and listen to the shows and see what we've all have grown in some form or fashion. But so I definitely appreciate everybody calling in and speaking your mind and your opinion, because like Brother Kev always say, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. So. Yeah, office still out there. If you know anybody who can save Joe Biden, the Save the Joe Biden campaign is real. Call in with some facts. If you can.
Hey, he a lame duck. He's a lame duck already. Yes, sir.
Save Joe
Biden.
He's
a lame duck. That dude.
We're gonna have to.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to get somebody on.
He
but
will single-handedly destroy the Democratic Party. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, just thanking everybody for tuning in with us this Sunday. Everybody called in, made some great points. We always appreciate you guys' perspective on things. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, please send us an email at collectetheminds@yahoo.com. You can always find us on Facebook. You can always find us on Twitter. You can always find us on Instagram, and you always can find us each and every Sunday right here at Collective Minds at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we appreciate you tuning in with us next week. Peace.
We on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Collective Minds.
Yeah, they gon' feel this. Let that play out.
Collective Minds.
What they thought?